This is Honest Reporting with Simon Plosker, keeping an eye on media bias and fake news.
Simon, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, but let me tell you something. I've got your website open in front of me. And sometimes one gets the feeling as if you're living in a parallel universe. I mean, it's just completely bizarre. The Independent calls Netanyahu warmongering despite striving to avoid war. I mean, this is just crazy stuff, crazy stuff. Anyway, enough of my rant, Simon. Talk to us about ABC.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of noticed that any organization that ends with the words, ends with the letters BC, clearly has a problem. So you've got the SABC, the BBC, and now we're looking at the ABC Australia. Yes. And I'm going to give your listeners a quick Journalism 101 lesson here, because their Middle East correspondent, who's relatively new, he decided to report from the Lebanese border, from the Lebanese side. And Israel's actually constructing a security wall there. It's at the moment, due to financial considerations, they haven't built much of it. The ultimate aim is to complete around 130 kilometers worth. We're nowhere near there yet.
Okay.
So this guy, Adam Harvey, he decides to report from there, and he didn't actually bother to ask for any commentary from the Israeli side of the border. And just to give you an example here, it was a 3-minute 21 radio spot. Now, obviously, you know how much 3 minutes 21 is because, you're on
sure.
the radio.
Yeah.
This was 23 words. That was the sum total of the on this particular issue, which in itself is absolutely appalling.
What were they doing for 3 minutes? We're struggling.
For 3 minutes, $600 million project. It's to stop Hezbollah fighters from attacking Israelis. And pretty much the entire report was devoted to an interview with one local Lebanese man and a spokesman from the United Nations, the force that's there at the moment, UNIFIL. So first of all, this local guy, he says that the threat of the incursion is from Israel, except that, this guy Harvey didn't bother to get a comment from Israel, because if he had, he would have noted which side is really threatening the other, i.e. Hezbollah. I'm sure your listeners know Hezbollah is an internationally recognized terrorist organization, and it has thousands upon thousands of rockets trained on all parts of Israel. So, who is threatening who here, for starters? And it got worse because this was really presenting one side of what's going on. So this UN guy as well, he's interviewing this person, and we're referring to the UN demarcated border. And we're talking about an incident, I don't know whether people will remember it, it's a while ago, back in 2010. There was an incident where three Lebanese and an Israeli were killed after Israel, the IDF, were cutting down some trees that were blocking the view over our side of the fence, and a Lebanese sniper opened fire and killed one of our soldiers. And, of course, we retaliated.
Yeah.
According to the ABC...
With technology on our side, if you could... Yes. Now it's fine. If you could just kind of reverse the sentence, that would be great. You were saying that the UN guy...
Yes, the UN guy. We're talking about an incident in 2010 where a Lebanese sniper opened fire on our soldiers and killed one of them. Except according to the ABC and the UN in this report... Both sides started shooting at each other, but they didn't. We know that one side started shooting at the other. The Lebanese shot. So again, this is a typical thing that we see in media, whereby Israel is either portrayed as the aggressor or as the equal with the aggressor.
Simon, I apologize. The technology on our side is letting us down. We're going to have to wrap it up there, but I look forward to speaking to you same time next week.